Okay, so good afternoon. Welcome to my session. It's going to be about Uyuni. It's not actually the first talk today about Uyuni. And there was a question made in the previous session. It was in the early morning, in case you missed it. And I'm going to repeat it, actually. Who of you knows what Uyuni is? Okay, not bad. I would say a little less than half of the audience, and it's actually good because this is a very basic introduction to what Uyuni is. So the title I chose is the Open Source Configuration and Infrastructure Management Solution for Software-Defined Infrastructure. So a bit complicated, a bit long, so let's try to make it easier to digest. So first of all, about me, my name is Raul Osuna. I am one of the Uyuni and SUSE manager software release engineers. The other one is my colleague Marina, that is there. She was presenting this morning the other session for this product. And I am a release engineer for this product since not so long. And actually, before this, I was a technical support engineer that was very close to sysadmins. And actually, Uyuni is a tool that sysadmins might be using a lot. And yes, I was for 10 years in support, so I was really in contact with a lot of them. So the agenda for today, we'll try to make it brief, is about what is Uyuni, how does it work, why Uyuni, where can Uyuni be used? You might be wondering, after you see some slides, you might be wondering when this is complicated or not, and some links that I will share at the end. So Uyuni, where does it come from? So maybe you have already seen this slide, but in case you didn't, well, actually Uyuni is a place. It's a place in Bolivia, and it's the biggest salt desert in the world. And you will see why the salt thing later on. So the first thing is, what is Uyuni? Well, as the title of the presentation said, it's mainly a configuration and infrastructure management tool. And some of the functions, there are many, but the one that customers and community users use first is the automatic management of patches and software. So if you want to install your software and you have a central tool that downloads the patches, the software, and you don't need to download it many times, and it distributes the same packages to all the clients. So it simplifies the management. Apart from the making the installation easier, it supports several different operating systems, Linux operating systems. It's not only about the flavor of the operating systems, that they can be different systems, but it is also about what kind of systems, whether they are physical, bare metal, virtual machines. Now that containers are getting into the trend, and we hear about them all the time, it supports containers as well, and Kubernetes, Internet of Things, Edge, public cloud, a private data center, whatever. But it does not only care about and take care of the software management, it also does configuration management. So all your configuration files that you have in etc that you want to be deployed from a server, you can handle that with Uyuni. It does automatic provisioning. So we had a talk about the successor for AutoJazz a little while ago. So Uyuni works with AutoJazz, and you can do your provisioning, auto installations with Uyuni as the central tool. It also takes care about the compliance. You can also look for CVEs that you are worried about and see whether your systems are affected by those CVEs. Now that confidential computing is something new, this is also being integrated into Uyuni. And it saves time and effort for big space management. So there are users for this community product, but also for the enterprise product that is SUSE Manager. We know of customers that use it for up to thousands of machines. I think I heard even up to 10,000 machines. And always with the philosophy from SUSE that upstream first. So everything that is developed goes into Uni first and then is backported into SUSE Manager. And how does Uni work? Well, I already told you something about salt. It's not only a very important ingredient, but it's also what feeds Uyuni. So Uyuni uses Salt, that is a configuration management system, and it uses that to manage the clients. So the Uyuni server is actually a Salt master. It's in the terminology of Salt. The server is called the Salt master, and the clients that are connected to Uyuni are called, in the terminology of Salt, Salt minions. And why Uyuni? Well, there is a long explanation in the presentation from my colleague Marina this morning, and you might want to watch the recording, but and there is a little bit more of history there, but short story long for not repeating the same. We were being based on the project Spacewalk, and it wasn't being maintained with that big, I don't want to say effort, with that big amount of work as before. And actually, after some time, it even got discontinued. And well, there was a moment of time in which a fork was seen as needed. And well, actually, it seems to be the right decision. So I said that it can be installed, it can manage in many different systems. So what can Uyuni manage? Where can I use it? So there you have an extensive list of operating systems that can be used with Uyuni. And of course, you can manage everything that comes from SUSE, like most of open SUSE distributions, like Lib15, Libmicro, but also the enterprise one. So enterprise SUSE Linux Enterprise Server 12, 15, but not only the server, all the flavors like desktop, SIP, or enterprise micro. But the good thing for a lot of users of the community is that it is not only SUSE, so you can manage Red Hat and all the clones, like Alibaba, Alma Linux, Oracle Linux, Red Hat, Rocky, Amazon, OpenOILA. But moreover, it can also use Debian and Ubuntu. As of today, versions 11 and 12, Ubuntu 20.04, 22.04. It is in the works to support 24.04. And even Raspberry Pi OS 12, which brings me to the point of the architectures. So maybe you're thinking x86, 64, there are more stuff. So yes, you can manage clients that are not the usual x86, 64. So for SUSE products, you can manage Power, S390, ARM, and for the rest of the systems, it depends on which one, and some architectures are available in other operating systems as well. And okay, you might be thinking a lot of information, a lot of things that Uyuni is doing, and more that I didn't talk about. It sounds difficult, right? Well, it has a web UI. So it's not only CLI, of course. Of course, there is a Linux system where Uyuni is running, and you can run commands, and you can do things in the command line. But the cool stuff is that there is a web UI. And you can do a lot of the stuff. You can do it simply in the web UI. So for example, here, this page is the page where it is showing the systems that are registered into Uyuni. And you can see, checking in the base channels, I can see that there is one that is based in SLES 15 SP4, another one that seems to be some KVM host. There are a couple of servers that are OpenSUSE Lib, but there is one that sounds like Ubuntu in the name, so there is an Ubuntu system, there is Lib. And something that I wrote down in the notes is that you might be seeing that the base channel, for some of them, it has a different string. It seems to be like self-generated. So actually, you can use your own channels. And even better, you can use the channels from the provider, and you can clone them. You can make a photograph of them, because the channels get updates. And some users from the community want to freeze their channels so that they don't get any more updates and they are always in the same state. You can freeze it according to different criteria. But for example, one of the most typical would be to use some date. And you see, this channel that my clients are going to see has the updates of last month and will have nothing else. For this will be my, I don't know, production environment that is fairly tested, something like this. And you can stage environments, and you can simply change the channels of a system, and this way your system would be promoted from development to production or whatever. And actually, there is one of the features that has Uyuni that is called the content lifecycle management that enables us to do that everything in the web UI. I don't have a screenshot for that, but it's another example of things that Uyuni can do. So here another screenshot. This is the screen where it's showing the patches that are relevant to your system. And now it is showing in all the systems that you have in your Uyuni environment, there are only two patches there. And you can click on them, you can choose to install them. And well, it is funny to see the screen so empty, because when I was at support, I would find this in the customers full of systems that were not patched. But okay. And another screenshot here is from the CVE audit. I already mentioned this briefly before. And it allows you to look up for one CVE over there. It is not fully completed, but you will enter the year of the CVE and the number, and you will look it up. And if you check the possible values of the system, it will tell you that some of your systems are affected, but you don't have patches available. Then maybe you have to worry. Some systems are affected, but there is a patch available in one of the channels. So it would be as simple as clicking on that and installing the patch. Or maybe the patch can be found in a product migration target, because Uyuni enables to migrate your system from one version to another, depending on the systems and depending on the kind of upgrade. So maybe it tells you, if you upgrade your system, you're going to get your patch. It can also be that one of your system is not affected by that vulnerability, so it will tell you, or that it is patched. Okay, so it looks cool. Maybe I combine somebody from the community to use this product. Where can I start? So the first point would be the uyuniproject.org website. This is the website of the project. And of course, all the links that you will see in the same page, such as the contacts, the documentation, of course, the source code, GitHub. And there are the GitHub is quite active. Actually, there are GitHub discussions there. The issues from the community contributing. You might be thinking, I'm not a developer. Can I help Uyuni? Yes, help. There is always something that can be done. Documentation can be done. For example, as I said, I was in support for very long, and I am not a developer. And during one of the hack weeks, I added the support for OpenOILA. It's like a clone from Red Hat as well, so it was very similar. But it wasn't very difficult, only changing a few configuration files. And you send your pull request, and eventually it gets accepted. And the same for Raspberry Pi OS, Raspbian. As I said, if even myself, that I'm not a developer, could do that, many people from the community can help that. And last but not least, there are the Uyuni community hours that are the last Friday of the month at 4 p.m. Central European Time, 2 p.m. UTC. And oh, surprise, tomorrow is last Friday of the month. So there is going to be a Uyuni community hours edition live from OpenSUSECon. It will be upstairs in one of the rooms upstairs. So, and I will do a little bit of a spoiler. We are going to have sessions from the Google Summer of Code students, from two of them, apart from the usual sessions that we have. So another developer will be talking as well. And we will speak about the latest updates from the last Uyuni versions. And as I said, in case you want to check the recordings, my colleague's session, Marina's, was this morning. If you need to look up the title to watch it. And then, as I said, the Uyuni community hours, and you have the details there. So join us. And in the future, you can join remotely for those Uyuni community hours as well. And OK. I hope I didn't make it too long, too boring, and I hope that you have some new project to check. So if you have any questions, anything you would like to ask about? Okay. If you think of something later, I'm going to be here at the conference, my colleague Marina as well, and some colleagues from the Uyuni developers as well are here, so feel free to reach us, ask anything, and thank you for your time and your attention. Thank you.